So we actually have this process mapped out. Who are we going to partner with? If our skill set and our lane is going to be bringing capital to a deal, and that I think is going to be kind of where we're going to live for a little while, then who are the partners that we want to partner with, right? So we're looking for people with 10 plus years experience in the game, $100 million or better under management, a couple of exits in that asset class. And then we do our own internal underwriting so that it has to check all the boxes on top of that for the deal structure. That's its own process map. But in terms of partnerships, I say this all the time, you get to work with people you like in this business. And, you know, we have found some guys that we've been able to partner with that have shown us the rope, have mentored us, and we've gotten paid to learn along the way, which is a lot of fun. And then we're also just, you know, we're partnered with guys that we like, people that we enjoy spending time with, and people that have similar values and missions aligned with ours, and just growth-oriented people that wake up in the morning and just want to do the best that they can that day. So we have been blessed to find a few partners that way. And, you know, we're continuing to have conversations, and a lot more people that are coming to us and saying, hey, you know, maybe the next deal we can talk about it. So it's really helped us with our evolution of how to find deals. We went from getting our teeth kicked in and not finding deals to now not having enough money to fund all the deals that are put in front of us.
That's awesome. And so now, what are some of the key things that stand out to you, to the people that have the 10-year success record of that 100 units or 100 million under management, have done some exits? What's the through line? What do you see from partner to partner as just some components that stand out, that each and every one of them have these interesting dynamics to them that just carry through?
I mean, first, it's really conservative underwriting. Everybody underwrites a very similar way. So I think we're all taught how to underwrite, and there's some nuances to that. And, but, you know, they're looking for preservation of capital first, return of capital, right? And then good, strong, solid, consistent returns for their investors. So conservatism in your underwriting, you know, those are not going to be the guys that have a short shelf life. They're looking for the long-term play. They're looking to be in the business for a long time, build and keep the trust of their investors. And they're very investor focused. I mean, they're looking for the deals, and when the deals come, their investors know that it's going to be a solid project. So that to me was, it resonates with me. I'm very people oriented. So I want to make sure that our investors are comfortable in those deals. And hey, here's our metric. And when we call you, make sure you answer the phone, because we're not calling you with a maybe deal. We're calling you with a great deal. And those guys have proven time and time again that they've exited either above or beyond their pro forma numbers. And I think that just builds confidence. But really, it's that kind of attitude and that drive to just not give up. I mean, these guys are relentless, and it's been good to be around other people that are just as relentless as you are. Like, we're not stopping until we get to the goal, or we find the next deal, or we fund the next project, or we manage the property better, or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's just a go after it attitude. And yeah, they're not going to be the people that sit on the sidelines. They're jumping in, getting their hands dirty, and, you know, we're going after it.